Dan and Ren and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Sarah.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited to be here. My favorite podcast title that I've heard in at least several months is Dumb People Town.
And your last name in Spanish means been in a house?
Ben en casa would, in Spanish, I guess it would, it's bastardized Italian, but either way.
Ben en casa.
Good house.
Good house. Good house.
Yeah,
you come to the house.
You brought a good house into this house.
She brought a good house into the house?
Yeah.
What if she brings a good house into an apartment? Is that too much?
Then it's like everything changes.
If you bring the good house into an apartment, you've actually brought too much. That's like coming over to someone's house and bringing like dessert and wine and cheese and everything. You kind of like bring everything.
Who are you trying to impress, Sarah? Right? Come on.
Slow down, Sarah.
I almost brought gifts because I was just in Miami and I bought a bunch of weird shit at the Hudson Books, just like, you know, a little.
Yep.
And then I said, Sarah, that'd be trying too hard. So full circle.
She didn't been a casa this place.
I didn't.
Good girl.
By the way, we got a chance to hang with you and watch you participate in our buddy Kyle Ayers, who's done a mini episode of this show before, his amazing show, The Boast Rattle, which is the reverse of the roast battle, where you are compelled to call someone out and then proceed to very creatively compliment them.
You were one of the rattlers.
Thank you.
You were amazing.
Thank you. I loved it. Well, it's not hard to say nice things about Steph Tolov, who I admire very much.
Did she do the one about you? Sarah's on Instagram all the time. Here's the other thing that she's on, the right side of history. What a fucking great...
It was so good. I loved it.
You were amazing, and we instantly were like, oh my God, this lady is amazing, and that's why I'm happy you're here.
We're going to do a story with Dan Van Kirk, and then we'll tell people how to get your books and stuff like that.
So, are you guys ready?
Yeah. Yes, we are ready.
Ready, Dan.
Sent in by Ben Dino at Dino13. D-I-N-O-1.
Sure. Thanks, buddy.
Three.
Dino.
Ben Dino.
Hey, Ben Dino.
Ben Acasa.
Hey.
North College Hill Police. Think, this is the headline, North College Hill Police think.
So they're not sure.
They don't know.
They're not. I love that the police are like so willing to make a statement, but they're just like, we don't know for sure.
Well, we better get the statement out there. Yeah.
Imagine working for this police department. You're like, so you're a college police officer? No. It's North College Hill.
Look,
that's the college?
The South University place? No!
North College.
Look, I'm not a fucking college cop! Let's go. Deb, let's go.
Are you deputized? Yes!
They give you guys a badge. Do you get to carry a gun?
Yes!
Or they're college cops.
Fully...
So you sleep in the dorms?
No!
Yes, I sleep in dorms. That's unrelated to me being a non-college cop.
Most affordable housing I can find, and yes, it's confusing. So
I'm
you
a
work,
big boy cop.
So you work in the little box that, like, right at the, on the front of campus?
No, I'm a residence director. I'm not an RA. God, you guys!
An RD.
North College Hill Police think... They may. That you're hedging a lot of bets.
Oh, really? My God. It's like if you say to somebody, I love you, and they go, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I got told I loved you once, and I said, why? And guys, I wasn't being like, I wasn't thinking. That was my guttural. I used to be in a much darker place.
That was
my guttural response. Why?
Dan, when I was 23, I was proposed to by my sweet boyfriend at the time, who said, do you want to get married? And I said... What do you think?
Put it right back on him.
You literally answered his question with his question.
he said, I think yes. And I went, of course. And then about an hour later, he sobered up and was like, we can get married.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
God. You are a good boyfriend.
Ooh, I was like, I love you.
He went all in expecting you to... like raise his bet
or talk him down.
Yeah.
And right. you wanted to do something and you did nothing.
I need to fold, but what's the nicest way I can fold my
bet? Yeah, it's just the cops are hedging their bet. That's like when you tell somebody like, You know what? Maybe we'll try and get together next week.
Went so far up at the end there.
Right.
Dad.
But to a friend, we were like, dude, maybe we'll try and get together next week.
Look, we are the North College Hill Police. We think
they may have found the quote. Which I don't know if this makes less or more official.
No. I'm so excited.
Less.
We don't even know.
The reporter, the editor who wrote this is just the whole thing. It's just like, I don't know.
We did no fact checking.
And this is
so
the headline. They're quoting the headline.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
North College Hill Police think they may have found the, quote, world's dumbest criminal.
Oh, well, we've met plenty of those
people. Yeah, I know. I was like,
let us decide.
Yeah.
Please send it to us and let us be the judges.
I'll be honest. This is not the dumbest criminal we've ever had in
so
Dumb People
Town. This is the dumbest person writing the article.
They're
dumb. Okay.
And it's perfect, too, because they're also seemingly harmless, but very dumb.
Great.
As I said, sent in by Ben Dino. Thanks, Ben. Oh, everybody, I want to say, guys, keep them coming. Stories.
We need them.
At Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. Send them my way. Here we go.
Dumb people are America's greatest resource.
I also got to say.
We'll never run out.
So beautiful. I got to say, you guys, I instantly pictured the criminal, just based on how Dan described it, as being, like, real hot.
Yeah.
I don't
like
know why.
Hot, dumb.
Just
hot,
hot and dumb.
Hot and dumb.
You're all cutie patooties, so maybe I'm like absorbing that cuteness of dudes. But in my head, I'm like, real hot, but real dumb.
Hot and dumb, like the guy whose picture went viral when his mugshot.
Oh, Jeremy Meeks, the model.
Is that his name?
I'll tell you, my friend Nicole Beatty is obsessed with him. And one time, she saw him in traffic and took a picture and put it up on Instagram.
Stop it.
His account, and I'll send her to her all the time. I'll go, did you see what he did? They went to a dance. They went to a party. Oh, he's a model. Very
successful.
You're
giving him too much attention.
And for any of our diehard townies, yes, Jason is looking up a picture of Jason.
Jeremy Meeks.
Jeremy,
Jason
Meeks.
Jay, that's so meek of you.
Hot and Dumb could also be a t-shirt.
Hot and Dumb could be a
look at him. And
Sarah.
Now he's in the Prada shows, and he left his wife for a hotter lady, or maybe the wife's still hot. I don't know. I didn't look at her. He's got a whole new world.
He's got a whole new world.
All he had to do was get arrested.
Yeah, totally. Let's
I'm so
it.
Happy for him.
He he earned it.
He got arrested to get his headshot,
dudes,
essentially.
Dudes.
Yes, he did.
Dudes.
He's like, I need someone to shoot me. I can't afford publicity pictures.
Dudes, failing up since the beginning of time.
That's
this guy got arrested and life went up.
It went up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this
Here
is
we
the
go.
Dumbest criminal.
So, I skipped a sentence. North College Hill, Ohio, WKRC.
In Cincinnati.
One of the greatest theme songs ever.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Baby.
If you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRC.
I want that to be my wedding song with Meeksy.
What are you playing?
Ooh.
Is this the official theme song? It's so beautiful.
Sweet, like slide guitar at the top?
Yeah, what is
this? This is the extended cut.
If you've ever wondered.
I mean,
who is that? Who is the singer?
It's Jeremy Meeks.
This is back in that era of music when people smiled while they sang songs.
You can hear it.
Cincinnati WKRC.
When like men and women both wear overalls. Like,
yeah. What was that? Midnight Special? Was that Wolfman Jack?
Yeah.
Or was that a different show?
No, same one.
I think it was
another guy coming up right now.
That's Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
It's like Lou Sugarman's Midnight Special.
But he introduced this song and this guy sang the whole time.
Oh, this is the extended remix. Yeah. Sorry, fine. Okay.
Here we go. North College Hill, Ohio, WKRC. You have to imagine that police see a lot of things that many would consider to be, quote, stupid or at least, quote, bad ideas. Why are
terrible
they in quotes?
Lead. It's a terrible lead.
Why are
Who's
they in
writing
quote?
This? Who? Where did you go to J school? Did they hire you off of LinkedIn?
They went to North College Hill College.
Right. Not a college.
They went to LinkedIn journalism.
LinkedIn trade school. So when a police department says that they may have found, quote, the world's dumbest criminal, they must mean they found someone with, parentheses, in their eyes, an impressively, quote, stupid, quote, bad idea.
I'm going to say this.
They went to Abraham Lincoln University.
This is the worst report, the dumbest reporter.
Look at them. It's I love when everybody gets like brought. It is like a pit of quicksand, and everybody gets pulled into the dumb.
This second sentence has a parenthetical and three quotes, and two of the quotes take place back to back and are separately quoted.
This looks like the journalist is the dumbest person we've ever had in any story.
This sounds like the rough draft of my daughter's wax museum project that she has to fix. You know
Madame Tussaud, quote, was neat, end quote.
Elizabeth Schuyler. Right. Here's the thing. Like, this story purports to have the dumbest criminal ever, and it is, in turn, the twist is it's the dumbest
journalist.
That's
what we said. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, this article is a crime.
North College Hill police say that they found a valid nomination for the throne. Indirect reference. They say Carl Starrett.
Carl Starrett.
Two R's, three T's. Uh-huh.
Three T's?
Yeah.
What?
Do you That's not possible.
I'm yes, I'm yes anding Starrett. You.
S-T-A-R-R-E-T-T-T?
No, three T's all together.
I thought there were three at the end.
At the end?
Third T is for tiger. Because that's what he is in the sack. Because he's hot, remember?
He's a hot criminal. Ooh.
They say Carl Starrett has broken in to the same local business numerous times. Now, I'm going to ask you
Who's dumb, the business that lets him do it or him?
We get into the amount, so I can't go farther without asking you at this point, just on gut. How many times do you think he's broken into the same local business?
Sarah, you can go first.
Three. Same as his amount of T's in his name. Three.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Tres.
I'm going to say 12 times.
12.
Yeah, I'm going to say 10 times.
10.
10.
Okay. Randy says 10. Jason says 12.
Sarah, three.
One of you is exactly right.
Okay. So now we get to
go deeper into the game.
The second game.
You get to guess who do you think is right. And you're a guest, so you can choose to go first, Tig, or third. Wherever you want to go, you tell me, first of all, what position do you want to go?
First, second.
Okay.
Who do you think is right? On the money.
I think it's Randy.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Jason Sklar?
I think it's me. I do.
I think it's me.
Okay. Get your answers in, townies, because they say Carl Starrett has broken into the same local business three times.
Oh! Have confidence in yourself, damn it.
Did you see how I deferred to a man?
I know.
I'm very submissive.
You have everything it takes.
Traditional role. I just want to be a wife who gets told what to do.
You could have been at 23.
You don't need it.
I know, I could have been, and I said,
what do you think?
Is Carl Stazzywazzy, is what I'm going to call him, is Starburns, Carl Starburns. What's his name?
Starrett.
Is he single?
Stop.
I'm gonna assume,
we don't know what he looks like yet. Three times.
I think he is broken into this place because he has an ex there and he's a psycho.
Yeah, let's find
That's
out.
That's what I think.
I thought I couldn't do anything, huh? Yeah. Thought I couldn't be consistent, huh? Thought I couldn't get up and go to the same place every day.
Look who followed through. Look who keeps showing up, quote unquote, in parentheses.
He's doing a thief version of that scene from The Jerk. I'm not taking anything in this store with me. None of this matters.
Except that lamp.
Except that lamp and these Jolly Ranchers. Other than that, I don't want to. And this beef jerky.
And those shoes.
This, yep. Yeah. And a code red Mountain Dew. But other than that, I don't want anything in your store.
Code red Mountain Dew is this guy's drink.
Yeah. And where he's at in life.
Yeah. Code red. Code red Mountain Dew should signal a code red that something is wrong.
Police say Starrett broke into the business twice in February, two nights in a row.
Carl
Starrett was caught on camera and apprehended shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
He admitted to the crimes. You got the cars. You got the car star. Car star caught, guys.
Hey, by the way, can I say that in car that star. Moment of him admitting that you got me, I immediately like the guy even more because I feel like we're at a point in our country, certainly, when
I made that up.
Oh.
But I want to hear it. Say it. Because we're still in that point.
Every time we talk about North College Hill, you get political.
I do. But the point is that
brings it out of you.
We are at a point in time where people can't accept that they're when
that
they get
they won't admit that they're wrong.
They'll lie all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Like just they'll play it as far
fact,
as they
can. In fact, it's
go.
Fun to admit you're wrong because then the person who was mad at you and ready to fight has nothing to do
they
with
have
that
to go
energy.
Around the other side.
You're
of
like,
it.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then like, well, I didn't. And you're like, well,
Yeah, you just go, I'm
said
sorry.
You were right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like,
well, I still, I know, I understand what you think. If you want to say everything in your lungs, go for it. But I've already told you, you were right.
We are on the other side of the argument now.
You know what's another thing that's great to say to someone before an argument's over? I forgive you.
Now you're in a new argument.
Yeah, but like,
now you're in a whole new argument.
How is someone going to fight? For what? You're like, I just
forgive you for everything.
Like,
you just went to Dick People Town. Where right. You took
that's
us.
What I should have said when I was when DPT. That girl said, I love you. I should have said, I forgive you.
I like to do a, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. And then a big eyes and a repeated nod. So just in case anybody walks
by. And you can get big eyes.
Big eyes.
Yeah. You got big eyes.
To the point where it looks like a honestly, like some sort of a thyroid condition.
No.
And a nod. So if people walk by, they're like, wow, what is going on? He's just really reading her the riot act.
She's just like pure innocence.
And then
looking.
I get free pie.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh,
that's so smart. That's always my end game.
Yeah.
It is. It seems like it was the end game for Carl Starrett.
Yeah, what's the deal? Did he rob a pie shop?
What's he getting?
So he breaks in twice in February, two nights in a row.
Gets busted.
Carl Starr was caught on camera and apprehended shortly thereafter. He admitted to the crime.
Sure.
He was found guilty and sent to jail for 180 days.
Wow.
Okay.
Carl Starr was released after just 90 days.
Good behavior.
Half time, baby.
That's yeah, right.
Didn't half-time. Steal anything in jail.
Carl Starr out.
Yeah.
He's not starting stuff. If he started a fight in jail, would people yell, world star it?
Yeah.
World star it. World star it. World star it.
How long do you guys think? That's. I don't want to do it as a trivia. I'll just say it. Right. But just a week after being released.
A week.
Well, I was going to say a day.
This is, now, this is also where our author starts reinserting themselves back into this article.
Oh, God. Back in the narrative.
But Jesus. Just a week after being released. Nostalgia must have gripped him.
Oh, because you're projecting.
Yes.
Shitty ass.
Good journalism.
Fucking garbage hole.
Come
wish you
on.
Could get a goddamn job writing celebrity butt listicles.
But instead, you're writing for the College Hill newspaper.
Jesus.
North College Hill.
Dan,
first of all, yes or no? Let's not look it up. Screw Google. Do you think there's a South College Hill?
Yeah, and they fucking hate them.
You do?
They fucking hate them. They're those fucking townies.
It either exists and they hate them, it doesn't exist at all. It's one or the other.
Or even worse, South College Hill doesn't even care about North College Hill. It's like Dallas and Fort Worth. I don't know if you've ever been to Fort Worth, but like Fort Worth is just, we talk about this, they are so happy that Kennedy didn't die there that like that should be on the is like, welcome to Fort Worth. He was alive when he left. They're like, you had one thing to do, Dallas, is keep our president.
We kept him alive.
He slept at our hotel.
He had a great night.
He went up there.
What do you do when you got up to Dallas?
Got killed.
You guys couldn't protect him, could you?
And Dallas doesn't give a shit about Fort Worth.
Dallas is we're so pretty. Yeah. We're just really good looking.
We're just so pretty.
Y'all are
so sweet.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
Have you met him? He's an oil man.
Yeah, he's. Do you know Oil? Do y'all know?
I know Oil. Is his name Oil?
Y'all know Arco. Y'all know Arco.
Y'all go to SMU?
No.
Okay. Best looking college girls in the nation.
I know.
Playboy voted on it.
They paid for them to be there.
Yeah.
Jesus. Cesar's relieved after 90 days, but after a week after being released, nostalgia must have gripped him. So he decided to break into the same business again for the third time. Mm-hmm. And he was caught on camera, and again he was arrested.
Sure.
Then this person writes, the kicker? Question mark.
God.
Stop it.
It is kind of.
Is.
Carl Starr decided to wear the same hoodie that he broke into the business in February.
Aww. He's only got one hoodie.
That's my Robin hoodie.
Look at him. And he's also loaded up with stuff. And he's.
You know what? He looks cute from here.
By the way.
He's loaded up with lights.
That's the first time I really understood, like, what if Robin Hood, he did wear a hood, did he not?
There you go.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think.
Rob people. This is the first time I'm putting it all together.
Oh, I didn't get the Robin part
right
now.
Robin. I just got it right now.
Robin of Loxley.
I'm Robin Hood.
Not if you're Kevin Costner, you just say I'm Robin
Hood. You say I'm Robin Hood. This is the deal. You know what? Carl Starr is a white man,
I think. He also looks like he has a jug of Carlo Rossi.
Yeah. You need your business. business. You need, if you don't know the Ernest and Julio Gallo.
By the way, and there is a look on his face that he is like relaxed.
He's a meathead. He looks like a meathead.
Yeah.
If Gronk were dumber.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, look at, do you think he had an argument with one of his friends that was like, you have to cover your face? He's like, no, dude, people know me by my hair.
I'll just pull the,
I'll pull
the hood tighter around my face.
But, yeah. So I was worried that he would be just some like crazy meth head. Like just.
No, he just looks like a guy.
He just looks like you're.
He's just bored. He's your brother's friend who was a little too sporty.
On the picture on the right, is he just stealing a shirt from a gas station?
Yeah. Well, they do have a tire. They do have a tire. And sometimes it's surprisingly
Not only a tire, but a tire.
Oh,
at Sklar Brothers.
Guys.
Hashtag we be Robin Hood. We be Robin Hood.
I'm still into Karstar because what I like is that in both of those photographs, he has a little bit of a casual thing going on.
Totally.
Like
he has a smile.
Yeah, smiling. He's so handsome. He knows he's on camera.
He knows. I don't know if he's that handsome.
He's putting a reel together.
I'm in love with him. Sarah's really pushing him out there.
Really committed
starting
to
his modeling
Karstar.
Career.
Quote, if you're going to keep breaking into the same place, is it wise to wear the same hoodie? Guess who asked that? The North College Hill Police Department in their Facebook post.
Yeah.
Oh, so, they put it on the FB.
By the way, the police Facebook post
is now just like a comedy blog.
It's just like
it's our show, essentially.
Right, I know.
And it's then our Facebook page.
So here's the weird thing. I'm gonna read you that sentence again that the author poses as written by the police, then the author writes back to themselves citing the question they wrote.
Oh,
if you're going to keep breaking into the same place, is it wise to wear the same hoodie? Asked the North College Hill Police Department in their Facebook post. A great question, for sure, but one that apparently eluded Mr. Starrett.
No shit, dummy.
For sure, this guy definitely has no, or woman has no editor. Right.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
They are the editor. It's you know who probably wrote that? Karstar.
Karstar. He wrote it
reporter
himself.
Reporter at large.
Sent it in.
As for world's dumbest criminal, it may be something better left to public opinion, but it seems Mr. Karstar has at least earned himself a nomination from police.
This is like when I read the Hunterdon County Democrat, which I love, a newspaper in a red county in New Jersey where I'm from, yet called the Democrat, very painful for the Republicans there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They will do like Throwback Thursday or whatever, and they will have, it's been ongoing, it's like a 200-year-old newspaper, so they will do stuff from like 1812 that's like, Farmer Stankle Britches, the chicken ran away. Who can say why? Maybe it needed a trip? And you're like, that's not funny. It doesn't make sense.
No.
But that's the kind of style of writing this is, where they're just like, I'm going to say something whimsical.
It's too casual.
Or they're like, this is, they turn in something and they're like, this is only 200 words.
Yes.
Right.
We need 700.
A great question.
You get to 700. A great question, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Why wouldn't it be?
It's like menus that talk to you. Yeah. You're going to love these chicken fingers. First we, and I'm like, stop. Just how much are they? I'll decide the rest.
Yeah,
initially, we drizzled them with, nope. Just
no.
Stop.
Tell me what's on it and tell me if I like it.
That's our story,
and
friends.
And that's what your book is about, all about chicken fingers?
Drizzling chicken fingers. It's called Chicken Fingers.
Nah.
Throw some junk on it.
Ooh,
by Sarah
Benincasa. Concise.
Throw Some Junk on It by Sarah Benincasa. I would read that. What is that?
It's just you breaking down
headshots of criminals.
It's me and Karstar. You know, I used to be a high school English teacher very briefly. I have a master's degree in teaching reading and language arts for grades 7 through 12, certified in the state of New York. It's probably not valid anymore.
Yeah.
And I am not the best person with grammar, syntax, etc. But I can say, listening to that, I went back to almost turned down an engagement place, which is when I was teaching, 23, 24. I went back there in my mind and was like, if this was my kid, if this was my student, I would say, hey, buddy.
You gotta stop.
We gotta
stop. The reporter.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Dumbest reporter ever.
You know? Have you learned AP style? I don't know.
What is your book?
Your latest book.
My latest book. You have multiple books.
I do. Agoraphobulous is my memoir. Great is my young adult novel. DC Trip is my novel for grown-ups. And the most recent one is called Real Artists Have Day Jobs and Other Awesome Things They Don't Teach You in School.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So obviously it is what it sounds like.
It which is humorous essays with advice for based on all the times I've fucked up.
Yeah,
and
no.
a few times I've gotten something right the first time. But yeah, it's just, you know, humorous essays for artsy people who feel weird about their lives and need some help.
Trying to make the transition or just be okay with like working and also achieving or trying to go after what you want.
Yeah, I mean, my general philosophy is that if you do your art, you're an artist. I'm not saying I like your art or that it's good or bad, but whether or not you ever get paid a dime for it, if you do your art, you're an artist.
If you make something, you're an artist.
Yeah, if you keep, and you keep doing it consistently, which could be once a day, a week, a month, whatever, but you do your art, you're an artist. And so it's a bunch of stuff kind of related to that. And then I'm working on a novel right now that doesn't have a title.
Well, I want to hear a little bit more about the, just briefly, about the young adult, because I would get it for my daughter to read. But what is
How old is your daughter?
She's going to be 13. Is that too young for her?
Well, it depends on, there's nothing, I mean, there are some adult themes. There's nothing super, what I found when I was a teacher was that parents, and this, I'm not saying that you are this way, parents were more likely to challenge a book if it included sexuality versus violence. And that's usually true in public school libraries.
Totally.
They came, they're like the Hunger Games. A 6-year old gets shot with an arrow.
Yeah,
that's
who cares?
Fine.
Yeah.
But people are fingering each other. Yeah. That's not okay.
No.
Whereas I think the fingering is preferable to the shooting of the children. Yeah. There's no explicit fingering in my book. However, it is a twist
I'm out.
On.
I'm out. All right, well, you lost us.
DVs. He's like,
Dan Van Kirk is like, if it's not 33 Shades of Gray, I'm not in.
He's not into
it. I will not read it.
That's not happening at Van Kirk House.
Yeah, she's that, but.
It's about two, it's a twist on Gatsby. So it's inspired by Gatsby, but it's contemporary. And it's two teen girls who are in love or obsessed with each other, basically in the Gatsby and Daisy roles.
Nice.
Phenomenal. It's called
Great.
Great.
Yeah.
That is great. Well,
this has been great.
Thank you.
Sarah Benincasa, thank you so much for coming on, doing a little mini with us. And, oh shit, we got to get back to work. Dum, 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 stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. It's a good show.